its state in which a part is understood and part is ignored is a state of ignorance. The image that is given in the Veda for ignorance is night. Now, normally we think that night is complete darkness. It is not true. There are stars in the night. So there are some kind of lights all over. Such is the condition of our normal consciousness. Human consciousness is called ignorant consciousness. Our consciousness is not inconscient. Ours is ignorant consciousness. It's like the night, in which there is a lot of darkness, but some light flickers here and there. As a result, we are not able to see things totally, fully. We tend to ignore most of what is around and only grasp a little of what is around us. Now, how has this ignorance come about? We have seen in all the previous statements of the Upanishad that He is all, including grief, of which we spoke yesterday. He is all. Therefore, His ignorance also. Sure, His ignorance also. Therefore, this ignorance cannot be completely opposed to knowledge. If it is complete, even inconscient is not completely opposed to knowledge. Even in the inconscient, as Sri Aurobindo says, even the inconscient, there is a blind, sure sight. This is the description Sri Aurobindo has given. Even in inconscient, there is a blind, sure sight. Because ultimately it is a sight of the Lord Himself. Even the inconscient is a sight of the Lord. But it's totally blind. But sight is sure. You know, there are people who walk in sleep. No? It's a fact. They get up, go to the stove, put the water to boil. They put milk, sugar, take tea and go back to sleep. And next morning if you ask them, they don't remember at all, anything. But the hand has gone straight to the vessel. Straight, blind, sure sight. Exactly the right object it has picked up. He is called somnambulist. Somnambulist. One who sleeps but walks about. Now, inconscient He is like that. Not exactly, but like that. Because somnambulist, at least, if you shake him, he awakes. So, but this inconscient, even if you shake, he does everything sure sight, but never wakes. Therefore, even inconscience is a mode of knowledge. This is the most important point that we have to make. Even inconscience is a mode of knowledge. So ignorance too is a mode of knowledge. So if you follow knowledge alone, then you do not understand what is that mode of knowledge in which you ignore. That knowledge you don't get. You simply remain in light. But you do not get that kind of experience which you need to get if you want to have total understanding, total knowledge. How things look when you look ignorantly. Right? So if you follow knowledge alone, you lose something. There is something which is not right, which is not complete. And if you follow knowledge alone, you will never come to know what is ignorance. And what are the consequences of ignorance? You never come to know. If you are only ignorant, you know that there is something to gain. You gain more and more knowledge. So you don't enter into greater darkness, because there's a hope that you will enter into knowledge someday. So if you follow only knowledge, and you remain there only, you will remain fixed. Therefore, there is no possibility for you to know ignorance and its consequences. So the Upanishad says, that when you follow ignorance alone, you certainly enter into darkness. There is no doubt about it. But if you follow knowledge alone, then there is no possibility for you to discover the meaning of ignorance, why it is there, what are the consequences of it. The time is up now, but this is a point at which we need to... We have some time? You don't mind? Not tired? Alright, then I can introduce another concept. The reality is one. When you see oneness everywhere, you are truly luminous. But this is the reality. Who has become all the creatures? So this reality has a magic. Remaining one, he becomes many. Such is the nature of reality. You put one seed of a plant, and the plant grows, and the magic is that one seed gives birth to many seeds. So This is the magic of the nature of reality. What we call one and many, unless you know both one and many, you don't know. You have partial knowledge only, you are ignorant. If you know only one and not many, if you know only many but not the one, your knowledge is incomplete. Now it is said that the object of knowledge is oneness.